Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk uses legal agreements to manage messy relationships with mothers of his legion of children. By Lucas Nolan on April 17, 2025. The Wall Street Journal claims that world's richest man Elon Musk has created a complex system of financial agreements and confidentiality requirements for the mothers of his numerous children, leading to worries that the children may feel illegitimate. The Wall Street Journal reports that tech billionaire and Doge advisor Elon Musk, who publicly advocates for increasing birth rates to save civilization, has privately established an elaborate framework for managing relationships with the mothers of his children, according to recent court documents and testimony from Ashley St. Clair, who says Musk fathered her child. Social media influencer St. Clair revealed that Musk offered her $15 million plus $100,000 monthly until their child turned 21 in exchange for her silence about their relationship and his paternity. The agreement, negotiated through Musk's longtime fixer Jared Birchall, would have required St. Clair to keep Musk's name off the birth certificate and maintain complete secrecy about his role as father. "I don't want my son to feel like he's a secret," St. Clair reportedly told Birchall during a December phone call. She ultimately rejected the agreement, citing concerns that it would make her son feel illegitimate and lacked provisions for the child in case of serious illness or Musk's death. Musk has at least 14 children with 4 different women, though sources close to the tech entrepreneur suggest the actual number may be significantly higher. His children include those with his first wife Justine Musk, musician Grimes, Claire Boucher, Neuralink executive Shivan Zilis, and now St. Clair. According to Birchall's conversations with St. Clair, similar confidentiality agreements have been negotiated with other mothers of Musk's children. "Privacy and confidentiality is the top of the list in every aspect of his life, every aspect, and his entire world is set up to be like a meritocracy," Birchall reportedly told St. Clair. Musk's pronatalist views have been publicly documented, with the billionaire frequently warning that civilization is going to crumble if people don't have more children. At an investment conference in Saudi Arabia last year, Musk stated, "If you don't make new humans, there's no humanity, and all the policies in the world don't matter." When the interviewer joked that Musk was doing his part, he agreed, "Yes, I am. I mean, you know, you've got to walk the talk. So, I do have a lot of kids, and I encourage others to have lots of kids." However, these public statements contrast sharply with the private legal battles some mothers of his children have faced. Grimes engaged in a custody battle with Musk that she claims bankrupted her, stating she had a fraction of Musk's resources or IQ/strategy experience to navigate the family court system. Their case has since been resolved, with the two alternating weeks with their 3 children. In February, Grimes publicly pleaded with Musk on X, formerly Twitter, for help during a medical crisis involving one of their children, claiming Musk wouldn't engage with her. She also expressed concern when their 4-year-old son appeared on national television on Musk's shoulders during an Oval Office discussion about government cuts. Text messages viewed by media outlets reveal Musk's unusual perspective on having children. In one message to St. Clair during her pregnancy, Musk suggested bringing in other women to have more of their children faster, writing, "To reach legion level before the apocalypse, we will need to use surrogates." St. Clair's case has taken a more contentious turn. After she hired an attorney and requested a paternity test, required by New York courts to sanction child support agreements, Musk allegedly reduced his financial offers. According to St. Clair, the original $15 million fee was eliminated 4 days after she made their relationship public on X, and monthly support was reduced from $100,000 to $40,000 as legal proceedings began. The timing of the reduction in payments from him are timed with disagreements on testing and gag orders. "The only conclusion we can make is that money is being weaponized," said Dror Bikel, one of St. Clair's attorneys. Her legal fees have reportedly exceeded $240,000. The New York Supreme Court ordered Musk to take a paternity test, which recently returned a 99.9999% probability that he is the father of St. Clair's child. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.